Cape Talk, the book review.
And the thriller, for want of a better word, is by an Australian writer called Jane Harper. And I say for want of a better word because for me, it is one of those books that is, that blurs genre boundaries. There is a dead body and the mystery of how that dead body came to be dead. Was it an accident? Was it suicide? Or was it murder? That is cleared up by the end. So in that sense, it is a mystery thriller. But it is much more than that. It's a study of family, and it's a study of the emotional and psychological impacts of living in an extreme environment. This is Jane Harper's third. It's called The Lost Man, and she wrote that absolutely wonderful book, also set in the Australian outback. Her debut novel was called The Dry, and her second book, which was marginally less successful in my view, was set in a much more moist climate, forest part of Australia, and that was called Force of Nature. But this goes back. This goes back to the outback. It goes back to 1,000 kilometers away from Brisbane, just in this baking, dusty, unrelentingly hot and epic outback environment where one of three brothers, generally thought to be the sort of golden boy of the three bright brothers who farm in the area. And he is found dead next to the Stockman's grave, which is a landmark so old that no one can really remember who's buried there. And the middle brother, he's found there dead. And his car is a very, very long way away. But he's experienced in the outback. He understands that in temperatures of 45, 46 degrees, you don't leave your car, and his ute had plenty of water, plenty of food, because you go out equipped, because you might break down and you might have to stay out there for 3 days before somebody finds you. So his vehicle was equipped, he was well experienced, and yet he's found dead, miles away from his vehicle. And the family then gets together. It's in the days before Christmas, and they try to understand what might have happened. Did he commit suicide? Did something go wrong and he found himself too far away and was disorientated? Or did somebody kill him? But there are no signs of murder on him. So what might have happened? And the younger brother is kind of, I don't know, he's the light lomicky, and he's not taken terribly seriously, and he's a bit of a jawler. So his involvement in the family is to be the one that people feel a bit sorry for. And the older brother, from whose primary perspective the story is told, did something unforgivable in the outback more than a decade before. He drove past the father of his then wife, a father who had taken against him, and he drove past him and left him there in trouble. And you just don't do that. No matter what level of animosity exists between you and another human being, you do not drive past somebody in trouble. You stop and you help, and he didn't. And so he has been made an outcast by this community. He essentially lives by himself for weeks on end, and he's only come out of his self-imposed isolation. Well, it's community-imposed isolation because his brother is dead and because it's Christmas. And the family dynamics are so beautifully handled, and the way she writes about this sparse, laconic way of talking, and how so much is left unsaid, and how so many cues are physical and in the eyes and in slight shifts in body language as slowly we get to the truth of the death of Cameron Bright. It really is wonderful, wonderful writing. It's called The Lost Man, and it is by Jane Harper. And then Marlon James is a Jamaican-born writer who has moved to the United States of America, and he won the Man Booker Prize for his novel A Brief History of Seven Killings. And his latest is called Black Leopard, Red Wolf. And it's kind of like Black Panther, but in 700 pages of a novel. He started writing it, he conceived it, before Black Panther started to be put into a storyboard. But it is an epic fantasy tale set in Africa. It's the first of a trilogy which he's going to be writing. And it tells the story of Tracker, a hunter, known throughout the 13 kingdoms as one who has a nose and he always works alone. But he breaks his own rule when hired to find a lost child. He finds himself part of a group of hunters all searching for the same boy. Each of these companions is stranger and more dangerous than the last, from a giant to a witch to a shape-shifting leopard, and each has secrets of their own. And the story is told from all their different perspectives. And it's filled with a vast array of characters and just an uncountable number of plot lines, and it crackles with fantasy and energy and violence. And it's amazing. It's not easy to read. If you had a go at his Booker Prize-winning book, The Brief History of Seven Killings, you'll know that he's not easy to write, not easy to read. He writes about violence in a kind of Quentin Tarantino way, and one is often left wondering, was that really necessary? And he defends it, you know. He says that he pushes these things. He asks himself, as a writer, how far can I go? And this is Wakanda on steroids, this book. You know, it is just, as I say, not easy to read, but it crackles with energy and invention and excitement. Black Leopard and Red Wolf by Marlon James. And then the non-fiction book. Again, it's primarily, I think, for a specific community, those people who run and who have perhaps reasons other than just to get fit for running. It's a book called Outrunning the Demons, and it's put together by somebody called Phil Hewitt, and it tells 30-odd tales of people who take to running because they want to transform their lives as a result of a tragedy, a personal tragedy. Phil Hewitt himself was mugged in 2016, and he was left for dead. He was really, really badly mugged, and he suffered incredibly from PTSD. And the only way that he could keep the symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder at bay was to run and to run and to run and then to run some more. And knowing how important running was to him in terms of returning to some sense of a normal life, he reached out and he found 33 other people who turned to running to deal with trauma, with bereavement, with addiction, to depression, to anxiety. And the tales are very different. They're well told, each of them. They've been beautifully edited so that they are not spare sentiments and spare words. And the book sets out, it is an exposition of why running can be the answer to so very many different problems. Yeah, I should have stuck to running instead of returning to laziness. So yeah, these are three very, very readable books. The Lost Man by Jane Harper, Black Leopard, Red Wolf by Marlon James, and then Outrunning the Demons, Lives Transformed Through Running by Phil Hewitt. And all of them are available in paperback. All of them are available at any good bookshop that you might go into. And remember, if you're a member of a book club, then Exclusive Books asks you to register your book club at an Exclusive Bookstore, and then you'll get up to 25% off your book club purchases every month. So head to your nearest Exclusive Books, ask a bookseller for more information, and start saving now. And if all three of those books attracted you, then get a general knowledge question ready, because in an hour's time I'll be asking for general knowledge questions. And if yours is judged to be the more interesting of the two that we hear, then you'll get a 1,000 rand voucher from Exclusive Books, and you'll be able to go and get all three of these and still have some money left over for another book or two.